I'm telling you, Chief. This here great unknown is the guy that's wanted in Camden, New Jersey, and has a $500 reward for him.
Certainly, Mr. Chief. That guy is this here Mike Patillo.
Yeah, but how do you know? What proof have you?
Well, Chief, he looks exactly like the picture on this here reward paper that we found right here in your own police station.
Let me see it. Elizabeth, Elizabeth, this poem I am writing...
No, Chief, not that. No, the other side.
Yeah, Chief, that there is a poem I wrote to my girl.
Oh, so you're a poet, too.
Well, he ain't exactly a poet, Chief. You see, his hair ain't long enough yet.
Oh, no, please, Jimmy, I wish you shouldn't have a kid like this about my hair. You know, it was you that made me go to that barber's college in Philadelphia.
Well, gentlemen, I'm sorry, but I don't see the slightest resemblance between the unknown and this Mike Patillo. The unknown has a perfect straight nose. This man's nose is as flat...
Yeah, I know, as flat as a pancake. And so is this great unknown's now.
What do you mean?
I mean that when Robbie here got through with him in the ring...
You know, Chief, that straight left...
When Robbie here got through with him, he looked exactly like that picture.
Well, it doesn't seem reasonable to me.
But, Chief, I'm telling you. And besides, there's $500 reward.
Yeah, Chief, $500.
I know. But I'm afraid we must have further proof of this man's identity.
Well, Chief, we trail him to a house on Center Street, and then...
And what? What did you find out?
Well, we found out... Well, we didn't exactly find out anything.
Only that he lives in a house up an alley on Center Street, and,
Well, it's no crime to live up an alley on Center Street.
No, it ain't no crime, Chief, but... Well, I'm always suspicious of guys that lives up alleys.
Certainly, Chief. Especially up alleys on Center Street.
Well, where do you two live?
We come from Elizabeth, New Jersey, Chief.
Yeah, Elizabeth, New Jersey.
I told him.
Oh, I didn't ask you where you came from. I asked you where you lived here. In Hagerstown.
Oh, here in Hagerstown.
Yes, here in Hagerstown.
Well, you see, Chief, we're making a trip around the country, Robbie and me.
Yeah, we're making a trip around the country.
I told him.
Oh, that isn't what I asked you. I asked you where you live in Hagerstown.
Oh, you mean where we sleep?
Yes, where you sleep.
Well,
we sleep in a car, Mr. Chief.
Yeah, we sleep in a car.
Mm-hmm. So you sleep in your car?
Yeah, except in Robbie here. He went to sleep up in the Olympic Athletic Club the other night, tonight, but only about 10 seconds.
Oh, Jimmy, will you lay off kidding? Ain't it bad enough for a guy to get knocked out without you kidding about it?
All right.
Then you haven't got a residence in Hagerstown. Is that it?
Well, yeah, Chief, I guess that's it.
Did you ever know that people who have no residence are classified by the police as vagrants?
As what, Chief?
As vagrants.
Vagrants, you dummy. Bums. Then you never hear of vagrants?
No, I never did. I never heard of,
Well, anyway, whether you've ever heard of them or not, vagrants are subject to immediate arrest.
Does he mean he's going to arrest us, Jimmy?
I don't know, Robbie, but it certainly sounds something like that.
No, I'm not going to arrest you, boys. I only want to show you that you must be careful when you accuse anyone.
You mean this great unknown guy?
Yes, I mean the great unknown.
But, Chief, I'm positive this is the guy that's wanted in Camden, New Jersey.
Well, that may be so. But I'll have to have more proof before I make an arrest.
All right. We'll bring you the proof. Come on, Robbie.
Yeah, sure. We'll bring you the proof.
We'll be back in half an hour.
Yeah, sure. We'll be back in half an hour. Goodbye, Mr. Chief. Well, Jimmy, what are we going to do now?
We're going to that place up the alley on Center Street... And we're going to question that guy.
You mean the great unknown?
Yeah, the great unknown.
Well, Jimmy, what are you going to question? I mean, what are you going to ask him?
What am I going to ask him? I'm going to ask him a lot of things.
Well, Jimmy, would you mind asking him for me what he had in that glove when he hit me tonight?
Oh, don't try to be funny, Robbie. This is a serious matter. There's $500 in it.
Oh, yeah. $500. Gee, that would be swell if we got it.
Certainly would.
Certainly would. We can get my grandma's watch out of the hawk shop, and we can get that speedometer fixed on the car.
Sure. And we can send $200 or $300 back to your grandma to keep for us.
You know, Jimmy, I was thinking, when we get this $500, it wouldn't be a bad idea to get the car washed.
The car washed? Robbie, when you start to think, you certainly think of the funniest things.
Well, what's so funny about that?
The car wash. Oh, boy.
You shouldn't laugh about getting the car washed.
No, that's right. At an idea like that, I should really cry. Listen, when we get that 500 bucks, we ain't gonna get no car washed.
No? Well, what are we gonna do then?
We're gonna get a new car.
A new... Oh, I never thought... Hey, Jimmy, that's an idea. That's a great idea.
Sonny, it's an idea.
Hey, wait a minute, Jimmy. Ain't this a... Hey, look, Jimmy.
What?
Here's the alley, ain't it?
Oh, this... yeah, that's right. This is the place. Now, take it easy now. Be quiet.
Okay, Jimmy.
Wait a minute. What's that there, a rope?
Where?
There, right under your feet.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, it's a rope. It's a couple of ropes.
Well, take them along. Well, I'm going to need them.
Oh, what are you going to do, Jimmy? Hang him?
No, we ain't going to hang him. But we may have to tie him up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tie him up.
Here's the door. Wait a minute. I thought I heard a voice in there.
Shh. Would you look at that nose? I could murder that Jersey Lightning guy for this. Oh, it ain't so bad, Mike.
Did you hear that? He called him Mike.
Yeah. He called him Mike, didn't he?
What do you mean? It ain't so bad. After me spending $1,200 to get this beak fixed, it ain't so bad.
Well, you can get it fixed again.
That ain't the point. We gotta get out of this town and get out of here tonight. I ain't gonna hang around here and get picked up for that Camden, New Jersey job.
What did I tell you, Robbie? What did I tell you?
Oh, yeah, Jimmy. Oh, what do we do?
Oh, there's no hurry, Mike. Nobody here will suspect you of that job.
Maybe not, but I ain't taking no chances. Besides, I have a hunch that Jersey Lightning guy and his mug manager trailed us here tonight.
Hey, call me a mug manager. What do you know about that? I'll show him who's a mug manager.
Can you imagine that, Jimmy? A mug... What do we do now, Jimmy?
Listen.
There's a train out of here in 30 minutes, and I'm taking it. I ain't gonna take no chances.
Okay, Mike, I'm with you.
Gee, they're gonna beat it.
Yeah, they're gonna beat it.
Robbie, there's only one thing to do.
What?
Where's them ropes?
Huh?
Give me one.
Here.
You take the other one out.
Yeah.
We gotta work fast.
Yeah.
We're gonna bust in there and capture them guys.
We're gonna do what, Jimmy?
We're gonna bust right in there and catch them, tie them up and gag them. And then we'll notify the police.
You mean right now?
Yeah, right now.
Will we bust down the door?
Oh, I think it's unlocked. You take the unknown, and I'll tackle the manager. This is our only chance.
Okay, Jimmy. Let's go.
So, you just was going to leave us, was you?
Didn't I tell you they trailed us?
Certainly we trailed you. And you, Mr. Mike Petilla, are going to go right along with us.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so. Let's go, Robbie. I take the manager.
Okay.
I got you. Oh, you would, would you?
Hey, so.
Oh, you big stiff.
Get up.
Use the rope, Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
Give it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to go along with you, eh? And you're the guy who wouldn't frame the fight, eh? Yeah. Well, we'll be seeing you sometime. I hope we didn't tie those ropes too tight, because we'd really hate to hurt you. Yeah, we hope the cops will find you here in a day or two. So long, big shot.